From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The most powerful typhoon to hit the southern Chinese region in more than half a century has left at least 12 people dead as a sudden deluge of swamped the gaming hub of Macau, submerging streets and stranding residents. Macau said 8 people were killed in the former Portuguese colony, including 2 men found overnight in a parking garage, another 153 injured. American Bill Ademic describes Hong Kong.
It looks like some garbage and some things misplaced, but yeah, it's open for business, so it seems pretty good.
The weekend storm now continues towards China's Guangxi region. Police in a Dutch port city of Rotterdam detained the driver of a van with Spanish license plates and a number of gas tanks inside after a concert was canceled Wednesday following a terror threat. Rotterdam Mayor Ahmed Aboutaleb said the van's driver was being questioned because police saw it driving back and forth several times and had a Spanish license plate. Military explosives experts are deployed to examine the van. Friday, Thailand's Supreme Court is expected to release its verdict on former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. She's accused of criminal negligence and implementing a rice subsidy program that is estimated to have cost the government as much as $17 billion, and if found guilty, she faces 10 years in prison. Supporters are expected to appear outside the courthouse to show support for Yingluck, but Thai authorities have threatened legal action against anyone planning to transport her supporters to the scene. This is VOA News. Angolans cast ballots on Wednesday in the first election in decades that doesn't have longtime President José Eduardo dos Santos as on the ballot. Anita Powell has more.
The MPLA is predicted to win this legislative election. The next president will inherit a country dependent on oil and imports and beset by high unemployment and inflation so dire that the black market exchange rate for dollars is double the official rate. Dos Santos has repeatedly been accused of flagrant corruption, and his children run several powerful state enterprises. Meanwhile, the majority of Angolans live in poverty, without basic services. Anger over this inequality propelled Angolans to action, including 42-year-old Esperanza Francisco Domingos. Today is my first time voting, because I was never interested in voting, and I never knew the value of voting, she said. And today, I voted for change. For many Angolans, however, this election is also a novel opportunity to do what the president did, vote for someone new. Officials have said results are expected the day after the election. Anita Powell, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said on Wednesday that the Trump administration is committed to seeing an end to the crisis in Venezuela.
You may be assured, under the leadership of President Donald Trump, the United States of America will continue to bring the full measure of American economic and diplomatic power to bear until democracy is restored in Venezuela.
Pence also met with 15 Venezuelan exiles in South Florida who told him more help is needed to restore democracy in the socialist regime. Mexico's top human rights officials said the assailants who killed a crime reporter in the Mexican Gulf state of Veracruz appear to be targeting 2 other people also slain in that attack, not the journalist. Interior Department Deputy Secretary for Human Rights Roberto Campa did not provide information. Mexican officials have been quick to point to motives other than reporting and killings of journalists, and Campa's comments outraged the journalist's colleagues who said he had been repeatedly threatened by a former mayor since 2012. A body found at sea by Malaysian forces is not one of the sailors missing from the collision between the USS John S. McCain and an oil tanker. The news comes as more Marine Corps divers join the search of the destroyer's flooded compartments. At least 5 of the 10 missing sailors have been identified by relatives. Divers have found remains in flooded compartments of the McCain, which is docked at Singapore's naval base, but the Navy has not disclosed specifics. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.